It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Job. Barbecue Bob is back in the studio, out of the tree and back in the chair. Good to see you, Bob.
Welcome.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Have had some glorious hunts, lots of stories. Of course, I had a miss. My first deer, I'm always trying to take a doe first so I get meat. Last year I failed, but I'm really choosy about the doe. I don't shoot a hot doe. I don't shoot young does, no does with fawns. So basically I'm looking for the older, bigger gals, right? And I found the perfect one, and kind of like college.
Yeah.
So I found the perfect one. I'm 20 feet up. I draw back, and I look through my sight, and my pins are all mangled.
Oh.
Sometime between when I sighted it in and all the different trips, and I think I know when it was because it actually bounced a little bit once. It got around the guard and pushed the pins in. So I'm looking at this deer. I've got the perfect spot. I go, bah! She looks back, and I'm ready to go, and I'm like, oh, I think it's about here. And I had to hit the trigger because she's, you know, like, so smart. And I went just to the left for just a little bit. She took off like, I saw you, sucker.
Yeah. she heard the arrow go by.
So perfect.
Yep.
Sometimes I think you'd be better off with a longbow and just do instinctive.
Well, yeah. It happens. There you go. What's the lesson there is that you got to, you know, inspect your equipment on a regular basis, even though you're using it every day, because stuff happens.
Yeah.
Right?
And it does.
And when you got the moment where you've been waiting for, everything's got to come together, and oftentimes it doesn't.
Well, my last trip was over north of Port Huron, about an hour. My buddy has a big piece of land over there and a nice three-bedroom loft home, which is his deer camp. And it was so nice to have heat.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Right.
Shower and everything.
Right.
He even did my laundry.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So there you go. I mean, that's hunting that Jop could do, because I don't sleep in a tent or lay on a cot or lay on the ground. I'm beyond that.
Yeah.
I outgrew it. And
yeah, you
could have
been
it.
Camp cook.
Right. I could have done that too.
Well,
that I'm qualified
I'll
for.
I'll give you a heads up right now. Next weekend, I will be gone.
Okay.
Because I'm going rifle hunting.
Okay.
And I'm leaving Monday.
Okay, like 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting a jump on it.
I am. I have to get a couple days of bow hunting in because I still want to get that doe. And then we'll see how I do for rifle, if I get a buck or not. It's so hard to tell. I'm only going to hunt 2 days with rifle. And
so that opens on the 15th, and what day of the week is that? I don't even know.
I think it's a Wednesday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
you're going to be gone 2 weeks then? Because you're going to be gone next week to prep, and then if you're staying a couple days to gun hunt, that'll take you through.
It'll
be
I'll
close.
Come home Friday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, I might be able to come in the studio Saturday, but I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
See how successful
we'll
you are.
We'll talk it over. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I might just stay up there and just eat back straps.
Sure. Yeah, that'll get you through a couple meals. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So much about that. I'm booking Christmas jobs right now, so if you guys have Christmas parties that you want catered, send your requests in, because there are limited weekends there that you can do those parties, and we have limited smoker space. So,
And you can do them during the week too if you've got if they're for your company or maybe at your house or something. That depending on the size,
these
we can
companies.
Usually accommodate them.
Yep,
yep. So it works either way.
That's kind of popular.
Yeah. Yep, and it doesn't always have to be pulled pork. There's lots of other items out there that are available. You do chicken. I've done salmon. I've done, obviously, brisket. There's a lot of things that are...
Sausage is really popular.
Yep, I've done whole prime ribs for people. So it's all out there. And it's good.
Yes.
It's really good.
It certainly is.
Lots of sides, all that stuff.
So we're going to do a burger show, and I think Conrad might be, you know, have some valuable input. If nothing else, he could be wimpy, and he could pay us on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pay right. You? Hey.
Right. It works the other way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm the employee here, folks.
Right. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, now he wants free burgers.
Highly paid in burgers. Yeah. Right.
Wimpy point two.
Right.
2.0.
No, that's good. Well, burgers are, let's start, because it is venison season, with the burger itself. Have a friend that was out west and got an elk.
Wonderful.
And comes back with, you know, that's a lot of meat.
400 or 500 pounds
yeah,
of processed meat.
Yeah. And got lots of burger there. I think when you get game, whether it be venison in the form of an elk, or I guess class of venison is a deer, all the animals are, horned animals are called venison, I believe, mm-hmm. even yes. a moose or something like
correct.
That. So generally, the wild animals are a very, their muscles are very lean. They're not like domestic cattle that are raised for.
Sort of like yours, Randy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I might have a layer of fat like a big old domestic bull, but anyway.
We'll save that for the hog show.
Right, yeah. Steer. I got a steer. It's a steer me away from the refrigerator is what you got to do. But anyway, so you need to mix a little bit of fat with that, just because anytime I'll speak for me, anytime I've had a really great burger, it's, you know, like 80-20 or 85-15, meaning lean to
right.
to fat, because face it, fat is flavor.
Your best burger's 80-20.
Right.
Chuck.
Yep. Chuck. But so, you know, there's a lot of guys that are going to have a lot of venison, and if you take it to a processor and have it ground up, they'll generally add some pork fat.
If you ask them.
If you ask them to.
I would also tell you that I never do that, because I think pork fat to venison gives it a flavor that's not good for me.
Okay.
Don't care for it.
So what fat do you have put
if
in?
If I'm going to do anything, I keep a lot of beef fat around.
Okay.
And that tends to be, I don't know, kind of goes with it better.
Sure. Sure. I mean, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's a personal preference thing that you can have that put in there. And
but now if you're making brats or something like that, venison brats, you're always using pork. But there's enough of it and enough spices that you don't notice the tincture or whatever that does to the meat. If you're just
that's a technical term, tincture.
If you're just using venison, you're looking for a certain wholesome flavor. And when you add pork fat, it takes it down almost like a weird aromatic road.
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks ago, you know, fall's here, so we had a chili cook-off at the office, right, just something to do on a Friday. And I woke up Thursday night, realized Thursday night, rather.
He woke up Thursday night.
Yeah, I woke up to the fact that I didn't have anything thawed out, any burgers, so I bailed on the chili and made a caramel apple cobbler, or I guess I should say Lisa did. But the point was,
this is how he cooks.
Friday.
Are you picking up on this?
The point,
Conrad?
Was
right. The point was Friday. We go. There's seven chilies at the office. The one that won got you know, there. I was like, say, there's 25 of us there, and they got like 20 of the 25 votes. So it was like.
Wow.
By far the superior chili.
And you liked it?
Yeah. And but here's the funny part is we're all sitting around and the votes are counted and she wins. And she goes, is this the time I should tell you that was venison in the chili? And like four of the ladies like, whoop, whoop. Yeah. It was hilarious.
I love her.
They all voted.
I want to meet her.
They all voted that was the best one. And she didn't let on until it was over.
Oh, but, this no, is a real woman here.
Yeah, it was funny. I had to laugh because it's like, oh, you loved it until you knew your head's in this,
isn't
not your
that
taste buds.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know right, a few anyway. People like that.
Right. Yeah. They just can't get over the thought of it, I guess. But
is anyway. This the time I tell you that was human flesh?
Yeah, right.
No.
No, not at all. But
gosh, Dahmer.
But anyway, so coming up next, we're gonna be talking a little bit about burgers eventually, and this is probably the segment to do it, but we've got, whether you use venison or beef or some other red meat to make your burger.
Mystery meat.
Right. Yeah. We've all had that, right? When we were in college, you never knew then, but you ate it. It was good anyway. So coming up next, it's not just another burger. Stick with us. We'll be back.